Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today. Because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HDB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
The College of Agriculture at Oklahoma State University doing very well, thank you, here as the fall semester of 2016 underway. And according to the Dean and Vice President for the Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources at OSU, Dr. Tom Kuhn, the number of students on campus at OSU in Stillwater, amazing.
They're incredible. We have freshman enrollment in our College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources is up 20% over what it was last year. Last year was an all-time high for us. So we're seeing dramatic growth in enrollment in our College of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources. We're also seeing that in transfer students. It's a really important pathway for students to be able to go to NEO or Connors or Redlands, get a year or two in under their belt, and then transfer in. That number is up 20% as well. We're seeing growth in our in-state student enrollment. We're seeing growth in our out-of-state student enrollment.
While enrollment numbers have trended upward, unfortunately, budget numbers are trending downward.
You know, we've lost 19% of our state funding over the last 2 years for both the experiment station and extension. Now, the university's also experienced that, but the university's able to make some of that up with increases in tuition. But for the experiment station and extension, tuition doesn't apply. So we've taken that full hit of almost 20%, almost a fifth of our budget gone in 2 years from state funding. So that's a challenge, but it's a challenge that we've got to respond to in a positive way. Our mission has not ended. Our responsibilities have not gone away. And so what I see is we have an opportunity to get even better at what we do, being leaner about how we do it. And admittedly, there's some things we simply won't be able to do anymore, but let's make sure we're doing the most important things that the agriculture industries, the natural resource industries in this state need from us.
The reality of the budget reductions, according to Dean Kuhn, will mean that extension at the county level is going to be one of those areas that will be leaner.
Also at our county offices, there are two things underway. One is that we are reducing the amount that we provide in each county for educators. So we've always offered two full-time equivalents of educators in each county that we pay for in addition to the clerical person. We're transitioning to funding 1.5 FTE of educators and the support person with the opportunity there for the county to fill in the difference if they wish, or if not, then one of the educators is going to serve two counties.
Dean and the Vice President for the Division of Agriculture at Oklahoma State University, Dr. Tom Kuhn. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey neighbors, our friend Don Sheber's got a good supply of some great seed wheat for you for planting this fall, including Bentley, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Endurance, all great OSU wheat varieties. All four varieties are certified, cleaned, and ready for delivery. The quality's exceptional this year. Germination, excellent. You can call Don to get more information and to book your seed, 405-880-2950. Don Sheber Seed Wheat, 405-880-2950. And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.